Chatterbox.
Ooh, oh.
All right. First of all, we just discovered that Michaela is stealing her own show.
Yeah,
I am
pirating the own. Yeah. Wow. Just
that
wow.
Seems to be a theme over the past half hour.
Yes. Yes. We. Yeah.
The past. I need it.
You know, you could just be. You could just ask us to add you to the folder for the Dropbox folder and
okay.
Listen to it.
Fine. I'll just steal my own show.
There are simpler ways to do these things.
This is like the equivalent of like setting up a video camera in a movie theater, basically.
Yeah.
Right. Well, look at it this way. If
do you have a cassette tape?
To the original recording, I have a backup.
There you go. That's true. That's a good
nice
point.
Save.
That
nice
is
save.
A good point. That's what you're doing. You're not stealing
purposes.
It. Yeah, you're not stealing it. You're backing it up.
That's yeah, right. That's it.
Me, always security minded.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Guess who's here? It's Colleen!
Hi, Meg.
Yeah. Hi, Colleen.
What up, sluts?
She's been here for half an hour.
I have been. I remember before when I was like, okay, I need to start exactly at 8 o'clock because Jay has to record at 9:30 and we can't steal each other's internet and we only have one microphone.
Oh, well, we did start at 8 o'clock, just nobody heard what we were talking about. Right. So,
and that's probably a good thing.
A good thing, yes.
Yes.
So we're on a tight schedule, so we're going to go why don't we talk a little Raleigh while we're here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fill us in. I need to make an announcement.
Yes.
So we have added some new furniture into our dining room area, and one of them is a cabinet, and we have wine glasses in there and wine rack on top, and I sit within arm's distance of the entire thing. Ooh. So I don't even have to get up to refill my drink when I podcast with you fine people.
That's perfect.
This is perfect planning.
Unlike Media Junkyard, when you know everybody used to be like,
oh my
"Hold
God,
on,
that
stop!
Was the
we
best.
Gotta get more drinks."
I just text messaged my slave boy, aka husband, and he brings me Bel alcohol. It's good.
Nice.
Nice. I discovered this new wine, Naked Grape.
Oh yeah, no, that's a nice one. What are you? Which one? The Chardonnay?
Well, no, I'm a red wine drinker. I can't do white because white wine makes me angry.
Ah.
So we don't drink it anymore because it's bad.
I understand.
That's good to discover, yes.
It's a good story. No, I like the, Jay likes the cab one, the Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon.
Yep. One, which, as I call it, the dark red one. And I like the blend, as I call it, the bright red one.
Right.
And this only is a new discovery for me. I don't know if I've just never saw it, but I found it in Target, and it was nice and inexpensive, so now it's my favorite.
Oh, good. Yeah, that one's been around for a little while, but it's a nice wine.
Yes. And now you guys can have your show back. Go.
No, go ahead. This is our show.
This is it.
This is it.
What we do. All right.
Well,
so...
you guys are fucked. No, I'm
sorry. Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Tell us about Raleigh. Pitch it. Plug it.
Rob and I are racing. That's Raleigh.
We are racing.
We're going to race.
Even though it's not really a race.
Amongst yourselves.
We're going to have to race around all the people that are going to be walking, like strollers and stuff like that.
Yes. And jumping over dead bodies of 50-year-olds.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you listen to the Married Man show yet.
Yes, I have. Yes.
He claims that he hurts his knee or some shit.
Oh, like yeah. That's the excuse. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay, can I just say that Jay, of all people, ran for 35 minutes without stopping.
Wow.
Do you know how big of an accomplishment that is?
I've seen him do pull-ups, so yeah, I do.
This is the man that couldn't run 15 minutes with me when we started in January. I'm not kidding.
That's awesome.
That's
so
cool.
For him to be able to do 35 minutes straight now, I'm like so proud. And if he can do that, then Dale can suck it up and at least walk it.
That's true. Hey, you know, Sexy Coach Hill also getting ready for the 5K.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've been following that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been doing a good job.
Is it actually a 5K? I'm trying to figure this out.
It's a 5K, right?
Is it?
Or is it just a walk?
It says walk everywhere.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I have.
I think it's a 5K. I thought I saw that somewhere.
I thought so.
If you can find it, I mean, I would look because I've done.
Watch,
I've done
it'll be a mile.
It might be, honestly, because I've done one of these in New York before, and it's not very long because you can't walk 5K.
That's what she said.
You can't.
You can too.
It'll take you an hour, but you can't.
It'll take an hour. That's nothing. It's 3 miles. A 5K is not 5 miles.
No, I know. I guess it might be, but because if you look at the times, it like starts at 10 or something, and then the ceremony is at 11:30. So it's saying that within an hour and a half, everyone's going to be done.
No, they're just saying if you're a slow ass, you don't get to come to the ceremony.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. Maybe. Hour and a half, you should be able to walk 5K in an hour and a half.
No,
you should, because I can walk 5 miles in like an hour or so.
Most people to have a normal body, you lucky people.
Wait till you see, though, the people that are going to be here. Like, it's going to be
I guess you'll have older people and you'll have people. Yeah, that's true.
That's fine. Yeah. We will be running. Oh, we're doing the color run this weekend.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I'm really excited. That's why Jay started this get in shape thing. A bottle of wine and I got stuck on the thingy and I almost just stepped on the cat. This is amazing podcasting.
Is the cat wearing clothes?
She is not wearing clothes. Well, she's wearing her birthday suit.
She's not wearing clothes yet, but Colleen hasn't opened the wine either, so there you go.
I just opened it. I've also been
the cat will be in her clothes in half an hour.
Oh, my kitty, she's a good kitty. We're doing the color run, and that's actually why Jay started to this get in shape thing was because of the color run. And he wanted to be able to, you know, leisurely jog it and not die.
Yeah.
So
makes sense.
Yes. But it was so funny because he was so like nervous about it. My sister did the color run when it was in on Long Island. I think it was like November or October. And Jay was like so nervous. He's like, okay, so are they going to spray paint in my face? What if it gets in my eyes? What if I breathe it in and then I just die if like inhaling this paint? All these concerns. And I was just like, I'm pretty sure that they're not going to try to kill you because this has been done everywhere now. And
it'd be bad marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you killed people during a race, that would be... that you'd probably kill your race.
I would say so. So, anyway.
So, we're all doing that next weekend. Not Michaela.
Not me. You should be cheering you all on.
You should come to Raleigh one of these years, though.
Maybe one of these years I will. But we did the show last year, Mike and Jamie and I. We got
you hopped
in the morning
on, right?
Slot,
yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah. Tim helped us out. Michaela
and
helped
Tim,
us out. Yeah. Saved our butts because we were tired.
Not the first time I've podcasted in the middle of the night in my pajamas either.
That's not easy. Yeah, middle of the night after you've been up all night is not easy.
No, I can't imagine. Well, at least Kelly Jo was there to provide entertainment.
Oh, yes. Poor Kelly Jo was worn out by then. We were all kind of worn out. Oh, you know who? Michael was there also.
Right.
Yes. I'm so sad he's not coming this year.
Oh, no? Oh. Aw.
No.
He goes every year.
I know.
So you guys look like you're doing things a little bit differently this year for the Autism Speaks. Because nobody was running. There was a lot of drinking and sliding, but not a lot of running last year. So are you guys still doing a 30-hour podcast? Tell the people so you can raise some money.
It's not 30 hours. I don't know a whole lot of details, to be honest. I've been kind of in my old little world lately. We'll see Jack this weekend so I can actually get caught up. So what they're doing is they believe it's going to be from 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. Okay. This year. So we're going to do the run in the morning, and then everybody can come back and recuperate and shower, I hope. And
please shower after the run. Thank you. That's a public service announcement.
Yeah, please, God. Can you imagine all of us in a room with nobody showering? Oh, my God.
Do you know that I often, because I do those pure bar classes, which is like bar/Pilates hybrid class. Yeah. I do them during lunch, and I come back, and I totally don't shower during the rest of the day.
That class, my by the way, sounds awesome. I've never heard of a class like that, but that sounds awesome. I love Pilates, I love ballet, so that sounds awesome.
It is awesome, and it might be good for your joints, too.
Maybe. I'm not allowed to do Pilates anymore.
Can you do yoga?
I can try. Right now, I can't even, like, sit up straight, so not right now. Gotcha. Not right now.
I had
maybe tomorrow.
I had a yoga instructor, my very first yoga instructor. She actually took up yoga because she was diagnosed with Lyme disease, and it was so far advanced with her now that they told her that if she didn't do like keep the fluidity in her joints from doing yoga, she would be like crippled.
Yeah. Oh, you got to move. That's the one thing. If you don't keep moving, you're gonna stop moving. So. So everyone keeps asking me why I'm not on disability, can suck eggs because I want to keep moving.
And you're smart because you're going to have a better quality of life than the people that just sit on disability and give up.
Mm-hmm. This is very true.
And that's my holier-than-thou American public service announcement.
No, but it's true. And I know lots of women who just kind of give up and they stay home and then they get depressed and fat and depressed because they're fat and then fatter because they're depressed because they're fat. Mm-hmm. And I don't need that. I just want to live and be healthy and happy and twirl around.
Yay. Anyway, I forgot where I was. This is already wonderful. I have only had one sip of this wine.
Okay, so you were telling us about that you guys are going to be doing a run in the morning and then everyone's going to shower.
Okay, so we're going to have a run in the morning. It's Friday night. We will all be going out, but I'm not sure where yet. Probably the same place that we go every year. Although I kind of want to change it up, but I don't know what the car situation is. So stay tuned for that on the Jay and Jack Facebook group. Mm. Unless Mike has any preferences. You've been there every year too.
I don't care.
I haven't been there. I think I missed the last 2 years, right?
Or
just one.
No, just last year, I think, right?
You missed two.
I think two, yeah, because the last time I was there, I got the tattoo.
Really? No.
That's the last time. No, you were there after that.
You were there
that was 2009.
Oh, the tattoo is the first year.
Yeah, you were there 2 years ago.
That's right.
When I was there.
When you guys did the big check.
The year I got engaged.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So. Yep. But yeah, it's still been a while, so I'm excited to go down.
Oh, you weren't there last year. Not 2 years ago, were you?
I'm excited to go down.
Really, I thought.
Wow. And Rob will be sleeping with John in the hotel.
I love going down.
Somebody's got to.
Not after running. That's not that good.
No, ew.
Not after running and before the shower.
Yes.
Well, I know Coach Hill is going solo this year, so maybe you can room
with him. Whoa. He might. Yeah, it's good. Hey, he might be on the prowl. You know how
only if it's sexy Coach Hill.
It will be sexy Coach Hill. Good. I guarantee that.
Okay, so everyone already listens to the show, I'm sure listens to the Jay and Jack show, so get the information about how you can donate to
to me, not Rob.
Okay, well,
donate to them, don't donate to me. I'm just happy to be participating. I'll let everybody else have the hard part of raising money, and I'll just donate on my own with my mom as my only sponsor.
I think that's mine too, actually. Not your mom, obviously. But
I know
your mom gave $5 to everyone. Colleen, I'm sorry, but that's the
yeah.
I haven't.
Do you know
that
my mom and my sisters and my dad, they all gave Jay his birthday present before they gave me mine.
Oh, jeez.
And my birthday is February 8th, and his is March 27th. Yeah.
Maybe he's easier to buy for than you.
No. No, because my mom is very stressed out with my grandpa's cancer, and they've been doing the chemo every week, and it's just a very stressful situation. So she actually did not shop this year for the first time, and she just gave – everybody's getting the same amount of money in the checks. So there is no reason when she dropped Jay's fucking birthday card with a check in the mail that she could not do the exact same thing for me.
Maybe.
She just put your check in Jay's card. You probably wouldn't mind.
I know. That's what I said.
Maybe she bought you Lululemon yoga pants and had to return them because of the recall.
Lululemon?
Whatever the hell it's called. Whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called.
Lululemon. No,
she didn't, although she did call me the night that story
broke.
And she's like, Colleen, Colleen, you're not flashing anybody, are you? And it took me a second to realize what she was talking about because it was like 10 o'clock at night and my mom never calls me past like 8 because she goes,
do you have a camera in
like
here?
She's like, are you flashing anybody? And I was just like, I looked down and I'm like, no.
Stop watching me.
What are you talking about? I'm wearing a sweatshirt and sweatpants. So, it was very funny. So then I kind of got it, and I was like, oh, ha, ha, ha. No, 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 they're not. But in Pure Bar later that week, I think that broke on like a Tuesday that happened. I think it was Friday. It was several days later, but still the same week. I stood behind a woman who should have looked at herself before she.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I saw every bit of her ass because the pants were gray and see-through. I was like, ooh, perhaps you don't want to be showing.
Yeah, you should probably check that stuff before you go to class. That would.
Yes, you should. I mean, I would never in my life. I don't know.
Maybe she has really dark lighting in her bathroom, and then there's really good lighting at the yoga studio, maybe?
I guess that's possible, the lighting.
Maybe. I don't know. But or maybe regardless, though, it was. I think she just liked to flash people. Or maybe she just hadn't heard that you should be returning it. Because I've been in Lulu twice since that happened, and I didn't see any signs or anything anybody saying, bend over and look at yourself.
Yeah.
Did they put extra bright lights in the changing rooms just to be safe? Just so you can double check.
The girl in the store finds a spotlight on you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bend over.
In the dressing rooms, they have very, like, you know, ambient, make you skinny seeming lighting in there.
And long mirrors.
Because there's been times that I've put clothes on and been like, oh, I like this. And then looked at myself in the mirror at, like, the studio and been like, oh. This looks different. Did my boobs change shape or something since I put this on? Because Michaela will attest, sometimes shirts fit women differently because depending on their time of the month,
yes,
you know, they've got different shapes going on.
Different shapes. Today, my breasts are square.
And that's how we started with Autism Speaks.
Yeah. Give the nice people money, okay? You can go into our Facebook group and you can donate to Rob's page or Mike's page.
Yes.
I don't know how you're going to determine who that will be.
Whatever you do, just do not donate to Jamie.
Can you guys put a link into the Autism Speaks, the team page that I made?
I am part of your team.
So you can join it? Okay, cool. Well, then that works.
I signed up on that team because I couldn't find the other one. Because apparently I can't spell or something. I don't know. So I did the Jane Jack team.
So
that's fine anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, anyways, I mean, as fun as it was on as fun as much as you should donate to me, it really doesn't matter
because
it all goes all to the same place. So
yes,
no matter who loses, Autism Speaks always wins.
Yes,
that's right. And I do apologize that I have not really answered anybody's questions on what the hell we're doing at Autism Speaks. I mean, at the Marathon Podcast, because I really don't know.
Stuff will happen.
And drill him for the answers.
Yes, I know they're pre-recording with several special guests, and I will
ruin
that.
Ooh,
I do know that. But yes, it will be only 12 hours, and then everybody can go home. And
only 12.
Only 12.
It's not that bad.
Well, let me tell you, because this shit gets long.
Oh, yes.
I've done the 25.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
And Mike has done the
30, yeah.
30 out of the second, yeah.
Oh, my God. Jamie and I were dying last year. Then we got a second wind. Well, you know when I got a second wind? When Tim and I ganged up on him.
That's,
pretty much that's when I got the second wind.
I didn't really drink last year.
You did. Oh, that's right.
Sick last year? That was the year before.
The year before I got the food poisoning, and that was awful because if you have ever, you know, if you've never shit and puked sitting on the floor of a child's bathroom in a daycare, let me tell you, you are not missing out on anything.
Oh God.
That was
evening.
That was the most awful experience ever. I'm not going to say of my life, because I'm sure there's been worse, but I just, it was so low to the ground, so it was very conducive for the puking part, but not very conducive for, like, the pooping part, and, oh, it was just all sorts of sad.
Not good.
Okay. Oh, no.
Well, that's a beautiful segue into The Walking Dead. Shall we talk about The Walking Dead?
Yes.
Yes.
You mean Heroes?
Yeah, okay. I thought the same exact thing. That was so funny.
And I don't want to overstate, because I don't think it was an awful episode.
No.
But it was not a finale episode.
No.
That's the first thing I said when it ended today. That did not feel like a season finale.
No. And I'm sorry. Like, I hate to say it, but I was disappointed. Like yeah. You said, it wasn't a terrible episode. I was disappointed as a finale episode.
Well, because at the end of the show, the governor's still alive. They're still at the prison. Right. So what does that mean for next year?
Nothing concluded at all, really.
No. Yeah. Well,
I mean,
and when you think about the finale last year where the zombies were, they just saw the prison and the zombies were coming on over the hill behind them, and you were like, oh my God, what's going to happen? This year I was like, what? Okay, so next week, right? You're going to wrap it up next week?
Yeah, we're going to move on next week to the next part of the story, right?
So peculiar. And the governor's going to, I don't know if this is a spoiler. I think it might be.
I think we're at spoilers at this point.
Yeah.
Well no, for next season.
They haven't done anything yet.
There's nothing confirmed. Yeah. I don't think.
Well, apparently the guy who plays the governor has been signed on as a full-time cast member.
They standard sign 5-year contracts. That's standard. That's nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that means anything. If I had to guess, I think that he will probably be killed off probably for the mid-season finale.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
So him and his two henchmen are going to chase Rick and his buddies around the countryside?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. What are they going to do? It's him and two guys in a truck now.
Yeah.
And
do you really think that those two guys are going to stay with him now, seeing what he's done? That he's nuts crazy?
I don't know. But how awkward was that car ride?
Oh, my God. It makes no – that part of it made no – like, they build up to this massive invasion.
Yeah.
So they invade – and nobody gets killed in the invasion.
Right. No one. Not one.
Firecrackers go off. Maggie and Glenn miss everybody.
They shoot grenades. Like, they blow up towers and stuff. Like, there's a lot of destruction.
Other than Carl killing the asthmatic kid, nothing happened.
Yeah, but all right. So, but that's like, that wasn't even in the battle. Well, that was Carl, like, being a badass.
Mm-hmm.
No. And the only other people that got killed were Andrea, the zombie killer, by a freshly turned zombie.
Yeah.
Like, how many zombies has she killed? You're kidding me.
I expected her to die, but I at least wanted her to be, like, the death of the governor. Like, redeem herself. Yeah.
That's what I assumed. Or something of that vein, or helping people get free, or whatever. You know, something in that direction.
Yeah.
So, knowing what she was like in the comic, you guys must be super disappointed with the arc of her character.
Yeah. She was much cooler in the comic.
Hmm.
Do you feel like she even got a little itty-bitty bit of redemption at the end of this episode?
I mean, a little tiny bit, but not enough.
I mean, I understand her argument of, hey, I just didn't want to see any more death. Yeah, that's understandable. That's an understandable sentiment.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the character was just poorly conceived.
But why not be voicing
that
then? Let's all stop killing each other, like something, you know?
Well, she did, but I mean, she was talking to a psychopath, so, you know, I mean...
And drinking the tea.
So yeah, that's all I got to go so far. I just don't know. Like, I worry that, and this is something I said last time, that Kirkman is changing shit just to change shit because he doesn't want to do the same story again.
Is it him or is it AMC?
I'm worried it's a little both. Like, I assume it's AMC wanted to stay with the prison because, hey, we built the prison. Let's stay with the prison. That makes sense, you know, economically.
Yeah.
But they could have done that and not done the story the way they did.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have stretched this prison out to 2 seasons. Everybody assumed they were going to in the beginning, before the whole prison thing started. Everybody assumed, you know, you establish the prison. You establish it as a safe haven. You bring in... whoever, Tyrese, Michonne, you have those stories, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end of the season, you kind of meet the governor and maybe you have the first confrontation. Well, they completely fucked that up because the prison was never a safe haven. Nobody ever did anything there. The power never came on. Nothing.
Yeah.
And now they had the big confrontation, but now the governor's floating around, and now they're going to try and make the prison a safe haven and then do it from there.
I like that they're still in the prison because I kind of, I like the prison setting. So
I'm fine with that, yeah.
Yeah, but like I just don't know what they're going to do because they've gone so far off the path of the comic at this point. So it's like, where are they going to get back on track? Or like, where are they going to take this? What I'm wondering.
I mean, I like what's happening with Carl, though. I do like that.
Yeah, I do. I do like that.
What did you think of him, though, saying to Rick, now go away?
No, that's like, kind of, I mean, it's kind of the same evolution you see in the comic. I mean,
well, and I plus, hope next season starts with him just seeing the governor and just popping him in the head, and that's the end of the
plus
governor.
On the show, you have to develop Carl faster. Because he's growing up. You don't have the time of him not growing. You know, you can't suspend his aging.
No. No. Yeah, I don't know. I just wish that it's kind of such a letdown.
It was a letdown. It was Heroes-esque.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Even to the point where, like, you see you're looking at a shot of a closed door.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in Heroes.
Yeah. Well, how about Tyrese is like, I'll be right back. I got to go do something.
Yeah, what was that?
He never did anything.
See, for me, that felt like they were setting it up that he was going to find Andrea. That's what I thought was going to happen, that he was going to find Andrea and save her.
I thought he was going to do something. How about something?
It's like they filmed the scene and then forgot to put it in the show.
I mean, I like the governor slaughtering his people. I think it would have been a little better if a few of them had got picked off at the prison.
Yeah.
A couple of them were injured or something like that. And he was like, you know, whatever. And the same thing kind of happened. He was like, yeah, fuck these people. I'm done with them.
There was just no, after all the buildup of this battle or this confrontation, it was just like, it just barely happened. It basically didn't happen. It was like a tease. This felt like the episode before the season finale.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
Where
how many
should
of
be
you
coming
tried to
back and assaulting them? Yeah.
Yeah. It was just odd. I don't know. And I loved Carl's reaction when Rick came back with all those people on the bus. What are they doing?
Yeah, they're like,
more fucking mouths to feed.
And all those old people. Now you have a bunch of old people.
Yeah.
Old people and another baby.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even see the baby. Okay. I swear. The first episode of the new season, there better be like a mass slaughter of old people. Like
line them up like cattle.
Like they honestly, they've.
Oh my god! No,
those people have to die. They do.
They're red shirts.
They have to. So maybe there's gonna be like this huge like maybe the governor's gonna come in with like, you know, crazy like rocket launchers and just blow people off.
Yeah.
I think what you'll see is they have to go out and get supplies because you have so many more people.
Yeah, maybe they get ambushed.
So you'll bring Morgan back in, most likely. I hope because he's phenomenal. But maybe when they're going out searching for food and supplies, you'll get the hunter storyline.
Did you guys hear? Multiple people I know read somewhere that Morgan was supposed to appear in the finale episode.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I had heard that as well.
So maybe he was in that scene with Tyrese we never saw.
That could be.
Maybe.
He had to meet Tyrese, had to go back and meet Morgan.
You know how well they write people, black people on the show.
And women.
One at a time. That's all we can write them.
Yeah, they can only show one on screen at a time. I guess Colleen doesn't watch Walking Dead.
I do not.
Oh, okay.
But I don't really care about being spoiled, so I'm listening.
You're not being spoiled on anything. If you watched Heroes, you know what happened.
Yeah, the only other point I have
nothing?
Is can we...
Yes,
can we,
the governor slinked into a manhole and ran away.
Yeah, weird.
Oh, excellent.
Can we get Daryl a new hairdresser?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, his hair is terrible. Even in general, his hair is kind of messy. That's just him.
It's so emo.
He was on
looking.
The Talking Dead afterwards, and it was just as bad. It was like, why is he wearing that Lost-type wig?
Yeah,
what is going on here?
That's just always how he's been. I don't know. Just his thing or his style.
Well, when I see him at Vancouver Fan Expo, I'll let him know.
Wow.
I'll be like, come here, just a little off the top. Come here. Come here. You're so cute, but that hair, it does nothing for you.
All right. Why don't we Why don't we do the following next? Because I know, Kyle, you watch that, right?
I do watch that
one. I do not. I'm behind. Michaela does, though, okay. Right?
Okay. Yeah, I'm watching it.
Okay, but then you guys can talk about it.
I've only watched half of this past week's episode, so just because we haven't had much time, yeah. We're trying to catch up because of Jane Jack TV for this week. This show, all right, I get it, all right? There's so much suspension of disbelief in this show, and there's so many complaints, and I have to say that every time I see somebody bitch about this on, like, the Jane Jack Facebook group, it just makes me like it more. Because I don't care. I just want to be entertained with a story. It doesn't need to make sense to me. If I wanted it to make sense, I would go watch like a documentary about cults or something. I don't care. I want to be entertained. It entertains me. The end.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good show. We're still watching it. I mean, it's just so you don't know how the last episode ended, so I won't spoil you.
No, I've only seen the first half of it.
Yeah. The thing that I think is the most irritating point to people is the law enforcement officers that are incredibly retarded in every single opportunity that they get. But still. If they weren't, there wouldn't be, you know, like someone wrote in our group, how many cult members are there going to be? And I said, as many as it takes to tell the story.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And, okay. You know what the only part of this show that's actually disturbed me legitimately, like to the point where I was like, this is unbelievable, when, spoiler alert, when, Joe, the killer?
Yeah.
When he killed the guy that let him down.
That was ridiculous, I think.
And the guy walked in and was just like, yeah, okay, you can stab me. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. I don't know if you heard my review of it. I was completely taken out of it, though, by the woman taking 20 minutes to unfold the fucking sheet of plastic so they wouldn't get blood on the carpet.
Yeah, that was also ridiculous.
I was like, are you kidding?
Yeah, so that's the only scene where I've been like, oh, come on. I call bullshit.
Yeah.
And even because I really think that just when I'm like, all right, this is a little silly, then there's like something that really good that happens, I feel, or something that, you know, makes me kind of want to stay.
But I do like, I feel like lately Kevin Bacon has been getting like, he's been kind of like starting to like not be as dumb, like, and he's starting to like put kinks in the cult's plan.
Well, that's
good. And I like that. I like that he's starting to actually like do some good things and like derail their plans and whatnot.
Right. Well, and I think
the guy has to win once in a while, right?
Yeah,
right. Exactly. And they said that this, allegedly, I read in Entertainment Weekly, Kevin Williamson said that this story will wrap up like the end of the chapter or the book or whatever. Like the story will be told by the season finale and they're not sure what they're going to do next season. If it's going to be a completely new storyline or not, he wasn't saying. So they might go the heroes, because he said he'd been looking at where other shows failed, like The Killing. Yeah. Sorry, Mike, I know you like The Killing.
Even though now
no, it's but back I again. I do understand what people say about that. You know, I do understand.
And I understand what people say about The Following. I totally get it, but I don't care. I just like the show. I want to know what happens, and that's why I tune in. And it's not a chore for me to tune in yet. Like certain shows, it's a chore, but The Following is not a chore for me, so.
Yeah, isn't it funny those shows that are like that are a chore, but you still force yourself to watch them, and then you kind of.
I don't have any shows like that anymore. Oh. Like, not that The Following was a chore for me. It's just one of those things, you know, where you only have so much time.
Yeah.
Right, which is why I don't watch certain shows anymore. Just because I don't have time, and I'll have every intention of going back to them, but I don't. Like, I missed a lot of 30 Rocks last season, not because I didn't love 30 Rock. I just didn't have that much time.
Yep.
So.
And some stuff, you end up dropping the lower shows to pick up something new.
Stuff that you can catch up on. Yep. Stuff like the 30 Rocks, the ones that don't have the super huge intense storylines that you can pick up on the off season.
And you know they're going to be in syndication for freaking years.
Exactly. Exactly. But I think The Following's gotten pretty good. And like, I didn't even have trouble believing the Mercy killing. What was it, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? The smothering?
Yeah.
No, I that was absolutely believable.
Yes, like even at that point, I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad. You went this long without killing anybody.
Yeah.
Like even that point, was, you know, I did not think that that was unbelievable. Like, he had to do it. Obviously, he didn't have to do it, but I could see their point of desperation. They've been completely abandoned. They've gone from, like, the top to the bottom, and it was either go to jail or he was going to die anyway.
And so, being abandoned, I think
So, okay. And I think that What's-His-Face definitely – I don't know what happens in this most recent episode, but he's definitely showing signs of kind of cracking.
He is. Yeah. The cracking, yes.
That should be interesting, yeah.
Just yes.
Like, yeah.
So.
Just piggybacking off of just having like a lot of shows to keep track of, I don't think I've talked about this yet, but I use an app called Series Guide Show Manager, and it is like – it's like the best thing because you can like you add whatever shows that you're interested in keeping track of, and it track and what episodes you it lists all the episodes and whatnot, and you can keep track of what you've watched, and then you could see like what episode you're because sometimes I'll watch a show and maybe won't be able to watch it for maybe a couple of months, and then it's like oh well, what the hell episode did I leave off on. Well, this is a way to like kind of keep track of where you are on different shows, which is kind of cool. And I'll tell you how many episodes that you haven't seen and that kind of thing. So if you're trying to keep track of a lot of shows, I definitely recommend checking out. I don't think it's on iPhone. It's definitely on Android.
That would totally stress me out knowing how many shows I'm behind on, to be honest. Because I feel the pressure. Like, you got to keep up with it, right?
Yeah, but
if you want to talk to people about it and be involved in the communities about it.
You but you know what? I don't feel that pressure anymore because so many people watch things at so many different times now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That I think it's okay. Like The Following, I'll catch up on it after the season probably. And, like, I don't feel like I've missed anything, you know? Ripper Street, I'm still catching up on.
That's two episodes.
Yeah, I have two episodes to go. You know what? I found it's pretty much copper in the UK. it's pretty similar storylines.
Really? So I didn't watch Copper past the first one. I used to watch Ripper Street while I was cleaning every week. Because it's an hour long. So I could
take an hour. Yeah. Yep.
So I admit I wasn't, because with the British accents and all, I wasn't always fully paying attention. But I paid attention enough to be like, ah, this is pretty good. But I am several weeks behind on that too.
Yeah, I think I have two left. I have two episodes left, and so I'll catch up on them. But yeah, I enjoyed it. But you know, I didn't have to keep right up on it. You know what I mean? There's only a few things that really like Doctor Who we watch each week because Connor sits with us and watches it. You know, things like that. You know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You know what shows have gotten really good lately? Like, from I Consider a Comeback. And these are not on the list, so I'm just going to mention them, not talk about them. The Good Wife has gotten really good. It used to be not that good, and it's gotten really good. I just want to throw that out there. And Supernatural.
Oh, is that kind of coming back?
Yeah.
Supernatural, I did not like last season very much. Was it last season or the season's? Well, maybe it was two seasons ago. Last season was the season with Bobby, right? So then it was a season before. Two seasons ago, I was ready to quit. I was like, this is awful. I stopped watching it. I marathoned through everything right before last year's season started. I liked certain episodes of last season, but I was still kind of like, eh. But this year has been really good. Hmm. The end.
Yeah, I like the season. I'm behind, but I really like it.
See, I not that I gave up, but I stopped watching after, you know, the end of the Devil storyline, the main storyline.
After five?
Yeah, after five. I felt like it was complete. I was like, okay.
Well, it was good. Supposed to end.
It was complete.
Yeah, because it was supposed to end. Yeah.
But that next season right after that was...
pretty bad, I heard, yeah.
It was so bad. And the premise, like the part with... because Sam came back from hell, but his soul was still trapped.
Oh, God.
And there was... and they had Skinner from the X-Files on it as a regular. So there was so much potential for it to be just a great season.
And it just didn't work.
It just didn't work. Like, they did stuff to Cass's character that just, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because that was absolutely one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
But I just felt like it was complete at that point, so I kind of just let it go.
Yeah, seasons 1 through 5 is spectacular.
Oh, God,
and
yeah.
I've always said this, the season 5 finale of that show is one of my favorite episodes of TV ever. It's just, it's so good from the way they tell it. They open it up telling the story about the car.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And
yep.
then just till the very end. Mm. Oh, my God. It's just great. And they have everything in there. Like, they touch on it. Yeah, it's just great, 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 great. The end.
Yeah, I did love
for
that.
For real. Good times.
Well, let's talk quickly Doctor Who, because Clara back.
Yeah, I think she's super cute.
Oh, she's amazing.
I love her. Yeah. I love her.
And it's neat to see how her stories are connecting.
I did not love
computers because the great intelligence put the computers in her head.
I didn't love the episode, I gotta say.
I didn't love the episode either, but I thought that I liked that in particular. Yeah. First of all, the great intelligence is back, which is kind of annoying. But that they're the ones that put the computer smarts in her head.
Yeah, but that didn't make any sense to me because they reset everybody.
Yeah.
Except for her, I guess. I mean, that's what I didn't get. Unless they were just resetting the employees, like I'd seen somebody say. But then there's a bunch of there's millions of other people who are computer geniuses running around because other people were uploaded too and then shot back out. The whole. Like, I love the two characters together and the way the Doctor and Clara interact. I just really didn't love the story or the... Like, I thought it was fun.
It wasn't great. Like,
that's what I'll say.
From what I've seen of like, what's coming, like, there's some really
good... I'm excited for what's coming up.
Yeah, yes. I can't wait for Cybermen. Really cool-looking new villains and stuff. So, I think it's going to be a good, fun season. I think that... I mean, Clara is just... Her character is just so mysterious and, like, you want to... find out all about her. So
yeah, I'm interested to see where it goes. I think it'll be a fun ride. I wasn't thrilled to see the Amy Williams book.
That was kind of cute though.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know what,
that was cute.
Yeah, it was nice, but it's like, you know, can we at some point leave this behind
us? Nod. It was just a little nod.
Never gonna let you go.
No, they are never going to let it go.
I Rickrolled Chris for his birthday. I sent him a video that was the Muppets singing happy birthday, but it was actually them singing Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh, there you
and
go.
And there were Muppets in the audience holding up signs that say, "You've been Rickrolled." Anyway, sorry, Doctor Who.
Yeah,
we have
some
comments in the Facebook group. Do we have time for them?
One or two, yeah.
Yeah.
We have 18
most
minutes.
Most of them are Michael, actually.
They were me, so I already said what I had to say.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I didn't hate it by any stretch. I was entertained by it. I was just a little disappointed because I thought we were going to get a little more of what Clara actually is, or a little more establishment of the overarching
not the first
story.
Episode,
not yet.
But we already had the first episode of her at Christmas.
That's true.
You know what I mean? That's why I was kind of a little.
This is the first episode of like her not like. So I thought maybe they would pull like a South Park and she would die every single.
Oh God, that would be great, wouldn't it?
That would actually be kind
of
cool.
She could be the Kenny of Doctor Who.
But yeah, but it looks like now she'll be staying alive now. So,
well, that's good. Yeah, I'm okay with that. She is a fun character.
Yeah, yeah.
Raph said that he liked it and he thought Clara was cute and that they worked well together. He's not liking the Doctor Who being spoken three times out loud again.
That is getting really, really
stop.
Annoying.
Yeah,
can
stop
we stop?
Doctor
Yeah.
Yeah,
somebody. We need a moratorium on that.
And the reference to the snog box.
Oh yeah, that was fun when she was going back and forth with him like that, and he was getting all flustered. I like that.
Yeah. I think she's gonna give him a good run for his money.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because it seems like they're gonna have like some like almost a little bit of a romantic relationship.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
But where unlike like the Rose one, where it was mutual, and I think this one's more of a spunky. She's more in charge than he is kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which will be fun to see. And dear God.
Because he's like kind of like a big child too, right?
Yeah.
So if a girl kisses him, that's going to be kind of weird.
Well, I think he's so fascinated with this person who's died twice that he's like, he's so, that mystery has him so intrigued that you know, he can't let her go.
Yeah. And Steph Smith says it's time for a showrunner change.
I kind of don't disagree with that.
But she likes the Doctor.
Right? I mean, I like the show. At some point, it needs a new voice. Because this Doctor Who thing is getting a little little played.
Doctor Who.
Plus, that's the show. I mean, that's the history of the show. It's ever changing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't want to see. I love Matt Smith. You know, I don't want to see him go or anything like that. But that's just kind of the history of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. Let's see what next week brings.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yes. I'm in. I'm in for the whole season, so I don't care.
I'm in. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever they do, I don't care. I'll watch it.
Yeah. You know, it's a good family show to sit down and watch too. That's one of the things that I, you know, it's good about it for me.
Okay. Black.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I want to see it. I just didn't have time to watch it this week.
Anyone else watch it? I watched it.
I watched it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. It definitely was setting up things, so it definitely has to. The first episode always has to kind of like. It's slow to, you know, slow to start and to set up everything.
It was really good.
I enjoyed it though. I'm actually looking forward to watching more of it. It's funny.
Me too.
Yeah, I didn't realize like I couldn't tell. So the main character when she starts, the main character, you know, she speaks natively with an English accent, and then she takes the identity of someone else and speaks in, I can't say American because she's Canadian and it's in Canada, so I guess a Canadian accent. But so I was like, wondering what she actually is, because I couldn't tell which accent was put on and which one was real, but she's Canadian. So yeah. And also the guy in there too is also Canadians, and their accents are legit. And it's so funny because it's like, how many British actors are playing, you know, like Americans now? So it's kind of like we're getting them back a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done. I enjoyed it. I'll watch again and see if they hold my attention.
There were some nice scenes in there. I didn't know it was gonna get quite so
sexy.
Sexy.
It's Canadian.
I'll be watching sexy. It then.
Yeah. Yeah, watch it, Mike.
Alone at night.
Yeah, watch it alone.
Canadian shows are sexy.
They are.
Is it? It's based in London, Ontario. Is that what it is?
Well, it's a BBC Canada original, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's BBC Canada. I know it's a BBC original.
But I mean, like, that's the setting of where they're at, right?
Yeah, it takes London, place Ontario. In Ontario, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Des says she wasn't sure something that she saw the Monopoly money and then she got confused. Because it looks like it's filmed in New York originally, she said, because of the trains.
Ah.
See, it didn't really look like New York trains though.
Yeah.
But it looked too clean from what I saw.
Yeah, exactly.
not like in that way, but like too new, I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, too clean.
Not enough.
Not worn. Yeah, not worn enough. Not gray enough. Not. It looked like a newer city. Let's put it that way. Possibly Canada.
Yes. What else we got? What else we got?
I didn't watch Nerdist because I can't stand Chris Hardwick.
Well, you know what? It depends. I mean, sometimes he's a little...
You know, it does depend, I have to admit.
Sometimes he's a little fanboy, but...
Can I just say I've never seen The Nerdist, and I still don't know what it is? Is it a TV show?
Now it is.
It's a podcast.
It was a podcast, yeah.
Okay.
So now it's turned into... they did a couple specials last year, and now it's going to be a weekly talk show on BBC America. But I like their format. I like that they have like people come out like and like it's more conversational, and they'll have a guest out for a little while on their own, but then they'll bring out someone else. But the first person will stick around, you know. So I don't know. I liked it.
I'll probably check it out then.
Yeah, and yeah, no, I dug it. And like they're gonna have people on from The Walking Dead next week, and I know they're gonna have like Joseph Gordon-Levitt on, and so the guests coming up seem fun. And
that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'm happy to see it take off finally as like a actual, you know, weekly show.
Well, that'll be fun to see then. Yeah, maybe I'll check it out. I mean, I like the podcast when there's people on I want to hear.
Oh, she's back.
Oh, good. Wow, that was fast.
And Jesus better than Christ. Ever.
Yes.
Aye, aye, aye.
Mikhail, do you have any thoughts on Nerdist? Did you watch it?
I love Chris Hardwick. I'm a fangirl.
I love you, Chris Hardwick.
He can eat my burrito anytime.
Oh.
Wow. There's pineapple in his burrito. I gotta say, it's a little weird.
That was a good burrito, though.
Was a good burrito.
It was a Matt Smith burrito.
I've eaten his burrito. I won't throw Rob in there because that's just cruel. Rob and I ate Matt Smith's burrito.
We totally did.
How was the sour cream?
Pineapple-y, I just said.
Wow. That's odd.
I know, you'd think, right? Okay, anyway, yes. What was the show? Oh, good memory, Michaela. Yes, The Nerdist. It was cute. It was fine. It was just like the podcast, kind of. Matt Smith was on, and Jenna Louise Coleman were on, and they played a game.
Well, then I definitely got to watch it.
It's good. Check it out.
Well, I got to say, BBC America is – they're definitely banging out a pretty good lineup.
They are.
They're adding tons of stuff. Like the Bear Grylls show, they had the Dominic Monaghan show, which I really enjoyed. You know, Top Gear, obviously, the bunch of the British shows. But they're adding their own stuff, you know, Orphan Black, blah, 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 you know, Copper, Ripper Street, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're really building a pretty nice lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised Hardwick doesn't have a show called After Black or something.
Well, and there's the Gizmodo show and all that, too.
After Black.
After Black.
And he's given his girlfriend a show, too, so.
Oh, jeez.
That Chloe What's-Her-Face, that's his girlfriend.
What's his girlfriend?
I don't know.
Chloe.
Somebody young, right?
Her name Chloe something.
Seven Yang-y.
Oh,
yeah, no.
I don't know.
Chloe something.
I don't even know her name.
Oh, wow. Oh, good for him. She's
Well, when you run a nerd empire.
Yes.
I guess.
All right, so who watches Game of Thrones? Who's seen it?
I didn't get... Well...
I haven't seen since season one.
I didn't
one,
get
so.
To watch it yet.
Okay, well, let's not talk about it. Colleen, did you see it?
Did I see
Game of Thrones?
I did. I liked it.
Without spoilers, yes. Tell us how you like it.
They haven't seen it. You and I have seen it, but they haven't.
I'm sorry. Jay just came home, and I had to tell him that I was almost done, so he could have the microphone.
Yeah, we're doing good.
I know we are. I liked it. It's definitely. I thought that last season Game of Thrones kind of got confusing because there were so many characters and storylines, and as somebody that didn't read the books, I could not keep track of anybody. And
you're gonna have trouble this season, Colleen. There's 245 named characters this season.
Well, that's a lot, but I didn't have a problem. I didn't have that much of a problem last night, though.
No, it was good.
No, it was really good. I'm excited to see, as always, where the Tyrion Lannister story goes.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Yes.
He's everybody's favorite, I think, at the point of me. Okay, well, let's not talk about it too much because you have to go soon and you guys haven't seen it, so maybe we'll just talk about it next time.
Sounds good.
Good times.
Okay. Okay, I did go to the Game of Thrones exhibition here in New York, though.
How was that?
That was really, really cool. I'll keep it short, but so basically they had a bunch of costumes and props, and they had the Iron Throne that you could take a picture on, which if you're friends with me on Facebook, you can see that. And it was really cool. I mean, thank goodness that. So if you're a Time Warner cable subscriber, you can basically skip the line and get in much, much quicker, because the line got as long as a 7-hour wait.
Wow. And people waited that long?
Yep.
That's insane.
Even today was the last day, and I was leaving. It happened to be right next to where I work, which is really convenient also. So I went twice and didn't have to wait at all. Nice. And there's people. Yeah. I mean, even today, the line wrapped around the entire block, and it was probably a good 5-6 hour wait to get in. Honestly,
Jon Snow was dancing naked on the stage. No way would I wait that long.
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, it wouldn't be worth it to wait long. I mean, you spend maybe 30 minutes, an hour there max. It's not very big, but, I mean, it's definitely fun. So that was cool to see. And I got to see some of the actors when they did. I did the red carpet, so it was kind of cool.
And I think Ina also went to see it in Norway.
Oh yeah, she did. Yeah.
Oh, is it in Norway now too? I know that they were having it multiple places around the world. So
pretty cute.
Yeah.
Very cool. So are you the king now? Do you lord it over everybody?
He does like to go down.
That's true. Yeah. We did learn that.
All I have to say to that is whenever I fart, you must kneel. And when you watch the show, you'll know what that means.
I got that.
So I just put community here as just a general reference to community. Like, how's this season going for everybody since the change? You watch, don't you, Colleen? You watch Community?
Yeah, I'm in the very, 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 very slim minority. So that's small margin of people that don't hate Community this season. I have not seen this episode that you posted about, though, with George Takei. Oh, no,
that's Neighbors. That's Neighbors.
Oh. Yeah, okay, here. Sorry. I thought they played Neighbors on an episode of Community. I was like, I did not see that yet. I was driving in a car on Thursday night. No. So I know it's not the same. I know that there's certain things, but it still makes me laugh. But I know the large group of people hate it, and people like Damon Lindelof are calling for Dan Harmon to start his own Kickstarter to remake season 5 as he wanted it.
Oh, jeez.
Interesting. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, we watched it, and, you know, every day after work we'd come home when the Comedy Network was showing it, so we would watch a half hour every day. So we watched the whole thing pretty quickly, and we loved it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we still watch it when it comes on Thursday nights, and we probably will watch the whole season. Why not? It's funny. I like it. I love the characters. So
there we go.
All right,
let's wrap this puppy up.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I gotta go.
That's okay. I gotta go to bed, too. So.
Mark Hamill did get fat.
Oh, my God. He's a giant.
So I put a little note in here about Neighbors, because in the season finale, Neighbors, I love Neighbors. Watch Neighbors. It's funny.
Uh-huh.
George Takei plays Larry Bird's dad. Well, I should probably not have told you that, because if you're going to watch the whole season, now you just know that it's ruined the end.
That's
sorry,
right.
Don't bother
That's
watching
right.
it
don't
now.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, and Mark Hamill also appears, and I'll put a YouTube clip in the Facebook group, and holy shit, Mark Hamill has actually turned into Jabba.
Is he wearing a fat suit? I think he's wearing a fat suit.
It looks like it.
He has to be.
I hope
we saw him at Comic-Con this past year, and he did not look like that. He has to be.
He has been enjoying his burritos.
Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Holy shit. I was stunned. I looked at Dave, and I'm like, was that Mark Hamill? He's like, I think so. I rewound it. I was stunned. I couldn't believe it. And everyone I show it to goes, holy shit. So he better be getting himself on the way.
All righty.
Yes.
Okay. I just have, can we do a quick Michaela's Got Questions? Cause I got a part 2, Colleen, cause I know you already did it once, but I made a part 2 for you.
Okay.
I don't think you've answered any of these questions. Okay. Let's do it quick. Colleen.
Okay.
What is your favorite meal?
Hibachi food.
Are you sweet or savory?
Savory.
Do you believe in alien life?
Yes.
What would your superpower be?
Chupacabras.
Teleportation. Teleportation.
I think we lost Michaela.
All right.
All right. Sorry, Michaela.
My superpower is making Michaela disappear.
She made Michaela disappear. All right. You can find us all at Rob Vender on Twitter, Ren Mike D on Twitter, August95 on Twitter, Colleen84.
I'm Colleen84. That's me.
And chatter at chatterboxpodcast.com. Yep. Chatterboxpodcast.com.
And I'll be back to do a full length episode one of these days in the very close future.
Absolutely.
Pencil me in for episode 29, 10 episodes from now.
When's that, in 3 years?
Yes.
All right, give Jay.
Right, episode 21, we'll get drunk, just like MetroBuzz did for their 21st episode.
Perfect.
Oh, excellent idea. That's like in next week. All right.
I'll be back next week.
Record short show.
Okay, awesome. Cool. Because I got to go to bed. All right.
You're welcome. Cool. My other superpower. Short podcast, under an hour.
Perfect. I'll speed it up. I'll double speed it. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Speed it up a little. All right. Later. Bye, guys.